Money Talk. This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India's strong GDP growth amidst global challenges. The participants are Dr. S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Money Talk. Today's topic is extremely timely: India's strong GDP growth amidst global challenges. While major economies grapple with slowing demand, geopolitical tensions, and volatile commodity prices, India continues to stand out as the fastest growing large economy in the world. The Prime Minister said this on India's strong GDP growth amidst global challenges.
देशवासियों को बहुत बहुत बधाई 7.8% ग्रोथ देश खुशियों से भर गया है लेकिन देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का एक प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई है चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही है विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही है उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर रहा है दूसरी तरफ भारत के भीतर भी निराशा की गर्त में डूबे हुए लोग झूठ की गुंज चारों तरफ निराशा फैलाने में लगे हुए हैं इन सारी चीजों को पार करते हुए उन सभी बातों को चीर करके देश ने 7.8% ग्रोथ हासिल किया है हमें इस गति को बनाए रखना है
टू हेल्प अस अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट्स ड्राइविंग दिस रेजिलियंस We have with us Dr. S.P. Sharma, economic analyst. Dr. Sharma, a warm welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, sir.
India's real GDP grew at 7.7% in FY25-26 and recent Q1 FY27 data shows 7.8% growth. So, Dr. Sharma, what are the key drivers behind this outperformance despite global headwinds?
I would say the key driver is our resilience, actually, that we have built during the last many years. So, this is not an overnight effect. This is the effect of the efforts of people, trade and industry, the government reforms, hand-holding provided by the government to the various stakeholders in the times of crisis during the COVID period and thereafter recently the West Asia crisis. So all these developments have built a strong resilience of the Indian economy that is now very much visible at the ground level and providing great results that we are growing 7.8% in the world of uncertainties where there is a great crisis in the US and Iran, great war between them and other headwinds like the tariff related headwinds we faced in 2025. But still, our economy is very resilient, growing significantly. Last year we grew at 7.8%. Again, this year also our first quarter number are showing 7.8% growth rate and that too on the high base of 6.9% during the last first quarter of financial year 2025-26.
Okay, so how much of this growth, Dr. Sharma, is coming from domestic consumption versus investment and exports and is the current mix sustainable over the next 2-3 years?
This growth is very much sustainable as we have observed that during the last many financial years, I would say 5-6 financial years, our growth is very resilient. We are growing more than 7.5% on an average starting from 21-22 to last year 25-26. And quarter-wise, our growth is significantly high during the last 5-6 quarters, more than 7% many times. And going forward, as the government has undertaken a lot of reforms during the recent times also, like during the West Asia crisis, government provided a strong hand-holding to the MSME sector with the emergency credit line and a support to the exporters also. So all these developments are now supporting the trade and industry and making them more strong. And the consumption side, our private final consumption expenditure is growing significantly and there's a lot of support from the gross capital fixed segment. So that is again very strong and growing at around 12% in the constant prices and in the current prices at around 20%. So this is, a strong growth of the Indian economy and sustainable for the next many years, I would say. As we have many aspirations, we are doing a lot towards our trajectory of Viksit Bharat and government is very keen to develop state-of-the-art infrastructure. There are a lot of reforms in each and every segment of the economy.
You mentioned West Asia tensions a while back. Along with that, there has been elevated crude prices and also a weaker rupee. How
right.
vulnerable is India's growth trajectory to external shocks, especially on the inflation front?
Like we observed our inflation trajectory many times, and during recent crisis when the prices were growing up and crude oil prices were becoming problematic, more than 100 per barrel, and inflation was expected to escalate to higher and higher trajectory. But with the support of the calibrated policies, I would say calibrated policies by the Reserve Bank of India and the Government of India, inflation remained in the rational trajectory. Now still inflation is in the band of upper band of the Reserve Bank of India. So that's why that has not impacted the sentiments for increasing the repo rate. Mm-hmm. Repo rate remained same despite many headwinds. RBI was very rational and liberal about the growth of the economy, considering all the factors that this inflation is not coming from the pressure from the domestic economy. This is coming from the crisis of West Asia. So this was great calibrated step undertaken by the Reserve Bank of India to support the growth. So now that is visible that this is the effort of, as I said, this is not effort of any individual. This is the effort of whole Indian community, whole citizens of all the citizens of India and all the institutions of India, like RBI supported through the calibrated steps, government provided the hand holding through the various reforms.
So, in all this, should we be worried about the food and fuel inflation?
I don't see that there is any worry from the such kind of developments, because now the West Asia crisis is subsiding. Though tussles are there, one-to-one tussles are there. There are news-based volatilities every day. But the threat that was considered earlier in the months of April, June is not now looming now.
Let's move on to the services sector, which has been a major growth engine. Do you see this momentum continuing, or is there a risk of saturation, especially in IT and related exports?
I don't see any risk, because the services sector is very resilient sector of the Indian economy and contributing significantly more than 50%, exactly somewhere between 54 to 55 or 56%, which is the great base of the Indian economy. And we are becoming more and more robust in the service exports trajectory also. And now the with the change of the base year and addition of the new segments like the dwelling services, now this segment has become more strong, as we are very good in the professional services, financial services and community service, defense services and all, I would say, all related services. So growth was already hovering at around 9%, 10% on an average, growing more than 9% since the last many years. But now with the addition of more services, this has become more resilient to move forward and to support the economy and to make it more and more strong and sustainable in the global ecosystem.
On 15th of August, the Prime Minister laid a lot of emphasis on the manufacturing sector. Sector which has shown a lot of resilience. It has also been supported by the PLI schemes and also CAPEX. What's your view on whether India is truly on the path of becoming a global manufacturing hub, or are we overestimating this shift?
We are a strong manufacturing country now. Our resilience is very strong. And if you go by the numbers, our value addition in manufacturing, value addition in GDP is growing significantly. And the growth of manufacturing is also high as compared with the growth of the world manufacturing. The world average is at around 2%. We are on an average growing more than 4%. And in particularly during the last 2 years, our growth is in the double digits. Last year, we grew at around 10%. Again, in the first quarter, the growth is 10%. So, and that is reflected from the external sector resilience also, as our merchandise exports are becoming more and more robust. During the first 4 months of the current financial year, our merchandise exports are growing in the double digits. And in the last month, in the month of July, these were growing at around 17-18%. The overall export growth is 13%. This is now reflected by the resilience of our manufacturing sector, that exports are becoming so strong that our trajectory will become more and more resilient in the coming times.
Okay, now let's move on to the GST reform boost. How significant is this boost to growth? And with the Fitch noting that this effect may fade in FY27, how should policymakers focus on next to sustain in the GST reforms?
GST reforms are a major supporter or a pillar of the consumption segment, like government provided the GST reforms last year in the first quarter of 25-26, and that supported the overall growth of the economy in 25-26. Again, that effect is very much visible, and that will continue. I don't see that this will fade in the coming times, because the consumption trajectory is not for 1 or 2 years or 3 years. This India is a long story in the consumption segment, and we are consumption-driven economy. So going forward, as private consumption is now becoming strong and CapEx is also expanding, and gross fixed capital formation is also expanded in a significant way. So that will provide more and more employment opportunities to the growing young population, and the consumption trajectory will continue and will remain resilient to support the growth.
Okay, you mentioned CapEx. Even the private corporate CapEx has been picking up. So what sectors are leading this, and do you see this translating into a broader employment generation and wage growth?
Yes, strongly I would say that our manufacturing, with the support of various bold reforms undertaken by the government, like the implementation of PLI, then the ease of doing business, now the business expansion is on the rise. So CapEx in the manufacturing sector, in the infrastructure sector, is becoming strong, and total investments, overall investments, are also increasing. Like the FDI is also becoming more strong as compared with the last many years. We are attracting more and more FDI. Shortly, we will become a $100 billion investment destination in foreign investments. I believe in the current year or the next year, India will be a $100 billion investment destination in the foreign direct investments.
So, Dr. Shamal, monsoon plays a very important role in our country and remains a critical variable for rural demand and inflation. How do you factor in the risk of a weak or uneven monsoon in your growth outlook for FY27?
There is not any significant impact on the sowing process, but that is still continue, and we have to observe the month of September for the sowing process completing, and that will provide the exact estimate. But I don't see that there is any deceleration in the overall food production, because now India is not that much dependent on the monsoon behavior. We have our own resources also, and the agriculture growth will remain intact as in the first quarter. This is 3.6%, and I believe this will remain somewhere between 3.5-4% in the current financial year. And if the agriculture growth is more than 3%, that is very much supportive to overall growth trajectory of Indian economy, because this is the sector which provides demand trajectory. And because agriculture sector growth was fluctuating in the many decades, but during the last decade, this has remained stable, okay, somewhere between 3-4%.
Lastly, for investors watching Indian equities and bonds, what are the key macro indicators they should track in the coming quarter to gauge whether the growth story is intact or facing stress?
Yes, very good question. Firstly, I would say our exports trajectory should remain very strong. That is showing the strength of the economy. And second, the growth of some fundamentals, like growth of IIP numbers, is also very crucial to check the speed of the economy. PMI is also again a great parameter. Then the inflation trajectory, that should remain within the manageable line or trajectory. So these are some of the fundamentals, but overall our growth or our overall sentiment is reflected by the markets, which are very much resilient and supporting the overall growth of the economy.
So listeners, the key takeaway is this: India remains the fastest growing major economy, but sustaining this momentum will require careful policy calibration, continued reforms and vigilance on both external and internal fronts. Dr. Sharma, thank you for those insightful and nuanced answers. And thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on India's strong GDP growth amidst global challenges. The participants were Dr. S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talk.